This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States top infectious disease expert is now saying that the country is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci describing himself as very frustrated, adding that we are going in the wrong direction, said that recommending that the vaccinated people be wearing masks, and it's under an active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Also, booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated already, according to Fauci. Fauci, who also serves as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, told CNN's State of the Union that he has taken part in the conversations about altering the mask guidelines. France's parliament approved a law early Monday requiring physical passes for all restaurants and domestic travel and manufacturing vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions. The president, Emmanuel Macron, said his government is that they're needed to protect vulnerable populations and hospitals. This is as infections rebound and they try to avoid the new lockdowns. The law requires all workers in the healthcare sector to start getting vaccinated by September 15th or risk the possibility of being suspended. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German politicians are deeply divided over a warning by the Chancellor Angela Merkel and her chief of staff that restrictions for unvaccinated people may be unnecessary if COVID-19 infection numbers reach new heights in the coming months. The chief of staff told the newspaper Bild that he doesn't expect another coronavirus-related lockdown in Germany, but Braun said that the unvaccinated people may be barred from entering venues like restaurants, movie theaters, and stadiums because his residual risk is too high. He says comments come and are fueled by an ongoing debate in German politics about potential vaccination requirements. Although the pandemic disrupted family life across the U.S. since taking hold in spring of 2020, some parents are now grateful for one experience and are opting to homeschool their children, and even as schools plan to resume in-person classes. The specific reasons vary widely, some opposites, and some families who spoke with the Associated Press have children with special educational needs, and others seek a long faith-based curriculum or say their local schools are flawed. The common denominator is that they tried homeschooling on what they thought was a temporary basis and found that it's beneficial to the children. The United States will continue to carry out airstrikes to support Afghan forces facing an attack from the insurgent Taliban, a regional U.S. commander said on Sunday, as the U.S. and other international forces have been drawn down in Afghanistan. The Taliban escalated its offensive in recent weeks, taking rural districts and surrounding powerful capitals. The U.S. President Joe Biden said in April U.S. troops would be withdrawn by September, ending a 20-year foreign military presence there. U.S. Marine General Kenneth McKenzie told a news conference in Kabul that the United States has increased airstrikes in support of Afghan forces over the last several days. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.